With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Village Voice columnist Nat Hentoff is quick to make waves in his memoir, Boston Boy, which is about growing up Jewish in a city Hentoff describes as the most anti-Semitic in the United States. He says Boston's bigotry goes back centuries.
The first book to be suppressed in the United States publicly was a treatise on theology, and it was in 1650. They didn't just say you can't have it in your schools or libraries. They had the public hangman burn it in the public square. I mean, what I'm saying is there's an extra intensity to the feelings there.
Nat Hentoff says Boston is composed of hermetically sealed neighborhoods where outsiders are seen as the enemy.
In Charlestown, a Boston disc jockey took his son and a black friend of his son to dinner. He had to have, I think, at least 16 stitches before his face was familiar to him again. And he said afterwards, how stupid I was. I took a black fellow into Charlestown.
When Nat Hentoff was 11, he recalls hurrying home with a new Muggsy Spanier record when he slipped and fell on the ice. As he looked up, he saw that he was surrounded by a number of older boys.
One of them said solicitously, are you hurt, kid? And I knew enough to know that that isn't what he was asking. He was asking, are you Jewish, kid? And I said, no, I'm not Jewish, I'm Greek.
Hentoff's would-be assailant swallowed the lie. Years later, Nat Hentoff's 13-year-old son delivered a bar mitzvah speech in which the son cited the incident, saying that anti-Semitism was so bad in Boston, his father had to lie about being Jewish.
I knew his intentions were marvelous, but it's really quite an experience to keep a straight face while you're being exposed as a coward.
Nat Hentoff's growing up days are recounted in his memoir, Boston Boy, published by Knopf. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In his memoir, Boston Boy, Nat Hentoff tells of his boyhood in the 30s and 40s and how he came to be such a maverick. As a youth, Hentoff watched appalled as residents of his Jewish neighborhood drove a butcher out of business for selling non-kosher food.
I found that oppressive, and I guess that started a seed that has made me rather restless with and hostile to authority, almost all authority ever since.
Later, as editor of the student newspaper at Northeastern University, Nat Hentoff locked horns with the administration and lost over a story about the Board of Trustees.
That's how I got very much interested in another of my lifetime obsessions, the First Amendment. This wasn't a First Amendment case. This was a private university, but the spirit of the First Amendment had been trampled a bit.
Nat Hentoff's passion for jazz can be traced to the singing of the Hassan in the synagogue. One day, when he was 11, Hentoff walked past a Boston record store.
And out of the PA system, it sounded like 100 chazans, except they weren't singing. They were playing trombones and clarinets and trumpets. And it was the Artie Shaw band in Nightmare. And I just shouted, which was not the thing proper Jewish boys did in public. And I rushed into the store, and I bought the record, even though I didn't have a phonograph.
As a young man, Nat Hentoff worked for a Boston radio station.
Because they couldn't sell the time, they gave me a jazz series. And that was great for me because I was able then to invite people of whom I was in enormous awe, like Duke Ellington and Charlie Parker and Louis Armstrong, to come up and talk.
Hentoff says he never would have become a writer had it not been for jazz. He began freelancing articles and writing for Downbeat magazine. Now a columnist with the Village Voice and the author of many books of fiction and nonfiction, Nat Hentoff writes about the days of his youth in his memoir, Boston Boy, published by Knopf. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.